Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This fine midweek morning, we are coming at you from Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course, the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Poof! Right there, square in the...
In the chops.
Yeah, there we go. That works.
Right. Yes, sir. We've got quite a bit of good information today. Several things that we get to whiffle. I thought some of the more peculiar China-related things that are going on across the globe are, well, as you know, here in the United States,
they're making their moves.
We've found at least 6 more secret Chinese police stations in the U.S. And so I'm sure you're all well aware of those. But the interesting thing is that what China does in one nation, apparently China does in all the rest of them too, because it says here that the British government is now fending off growing concern over Chinese infiltration into London. And they're experiencing the same exact Chinese police stations over there,
right,
as well as in Italy. And so so apparently these guys are just doing business wherever they feel like doing business.
Well, they're conquerors. They are conquering the world. This is fifth generational warfare. Everything's a battlefield to them. They've been engaged in war when no one else has been.
That's right.
And that's how you lose a war. You know, meanwhile, Macron over there in France has been lipping off to NATO and the United States and is snuggling up to China.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, leaving the rest of the European Union saying, what the heck's going on here?
That Macron, boy, what a basket full of weird fruit that guy is. You know what I mean?
He's right there with Trudeau. I mean, they're World Economic Forum stooges.
He snuggled up to all the Muslim invaders, and now he's going to snuggle up to China. I mean, he's already the one that was pushing the Paris Climate Accord so hard that Trump told him to go take a leap on. And
these are the kind of world leaders that are just wringing their hands over the opportunity to lick the Antichrist's boots.
Yep.
When he shows up.
That's right.
That's exactly the type of people that these are. So nothing should surprise us, especially since the stage is being set for that final showdown. And that's where we are. Of course, you all know by now that Biden has announced he's running again. Got a lot of people shaking their heads, but of course, in his, you know, his breathy, whispery.
Well, he didn't run this last time. What he means is he's not running. Is he's just going to be handed the presidential seat again, most likely.
The soul of our democracy is
that's right
at stake. We can finish this.
And the funny thing is that, I've got this statement here from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says, Joe Biden is running to stop extreme MAGA Republicans.
Yes.
So let's define what extreme MAGA Republican policies are. And so she has this list. Listen to this. This is awesome. Extremely secure borders, extremely low crime, extremely good education for our kids, extremely good economy, extremely strong dollar, extremely America first energy and extremely low energy prices, extremely low foreign aid, as in none, extremely affordable food and cost of living, extremely pushing for world peace with an extremely strong military, extremely supports only 2 genders because we extremely support the truth, extremely protecting biological girls and women's rights, including women's sports and Title IX, extremely protecting Americans' rights and freedoms such as free speech and our Second Amendment, extremely draining the swamp, extremely destroying the deep state, and extremely opposing globalists.
Yay!
She says extreme MAGA Republicans will make America great again. Extremely great.
Man, she brought out the wiffle bats. Two of them, one for each fist.
Well, good for her, because this calling normal Americans extremists.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They're the extremists. And what really bothers me is when these liars, these woke liars who can't speak a word of truth,
right,
want to sit there with smug looks on their faces and smiling and saying in these monotone statements that we are extremists.
Right. Yep.
You know, while their whole thing going right along with the UN and trying to push and normalize pedophilia.
Yes, they are.
And they are calling us extremists. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. The extremists, MAGA extremists want to ban books.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, let's tell the rest of the story.
That's right.
How about these books that we've been... Oh, we posted an awesome video. I think he's a pastor, this black pastor.
We need to play that tomorrow.
That is... Yeah, we'll play that tomorrow. Here's the book banning that the extremist MAGA want to do. All these homosexual and transgender books that they're putting in our schools that explicitly detail sexual acts, homosexual and otherwise, with children.
Yep.
Posted in our libraries and our schools. Meanwhile, you're the one that's overreacting and are blowing things way out of proportion by claiming that these books are in the libraries. Well, the patriots are showing up, and lo and behold, there they are with the books.
That's right.
And so it's just like the worst level of decadence imaginable, while wagging their finger in your face, calling you an extremist that must be stopped.
Right. And talk about, despot. I mean, this is like Nero type despotism.
Oh, right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Where he was nothing but a first class pervert, disgusting. Oh my gosh, that
yeah,
man.
Yeah, pretty vile.
One of the most disgusting in all of human history. And all of this stuff that they're pushing in our era is akin to what he was doing.
Well, when you read the stuff from history, you can't imagine that it was even real.
Right.
And then here we are looking at our own headlines.
Right, exactly. You're so just blown away reading that in historical documents. And who would ever guess that it could possibly happen in this modern era of civilization, right?
And then to demonize the people that speak out against it, to speak up for morality and protecting children from being sexually targeted, and you're the extremist for doing that.
Right.
That is just bizarre.
Yep. Oh my gosh, you're not kidding. Well, we had better get to the word of the day.
Yeah, it's fired up Wednesday.
It's the wiffle bat that, you know, is rightfully swung. It's
the wiffle bat that just keeps on loving.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, so the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14, which read, "And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another.
Huh.
Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. And here in my Bible's notes, it picks out the word endures, and the Hebrew word for endures is hupomeno. Hupomeno. And to hold one's ground in conflict, bear up against adversity, hold out under stress, stand firm, persevere under pressure, wait calmly and courageously. It is not passive resignation to fate and mere patience, but the active, energetic resistance to defeat that allows calm and brave endurance.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
Wow, is that a timely message?
It is. All in the definite in the Hebrew definition for endure.
Yes. Endure through it all. And I mean that sounds pretty horrendous. I mean, we're not even talking great tribulation. We're talking about some things that could really, you know, challenge your faith before the return of Christ, before the tribulation even begins. There's plenty of, well, look at the headlines. There are plenty of things that will really try your faith.
Well, right, exactly. And that's what we're looking at across our modern horizon. You know, I mean, these are all things that a person could, you know, be really concerned and afraid of. But, you know, that's why he's describing endure to the end, because we're first of all, we're children of God, and we're standing with him behind us. And so to endure, you know, to hold one's ground in conflict, we're in massive conflict. We're in massive conflict right now.
Oh yeah.
But
they will hate you.
Right. But we're to stand firm. Right. Persevere under pressure and wait calmly, with the key word being calmly, wait calmly and courageously. It is not passive resignation to fate and mere patience, but the active energetic resistance to defeat that allows calm and brave endurance. That's so perfect, because we also know that just because we're seeing some difficulty and some things that are going to take require us to take a stand, doesn't mean that hasn't also happened before.
That's right.
Right? That has happened to nearly every generation, and to Christ himself.
Yeah.
You know, like in Luke chapter 24, verse 26, 25 and 26, he says to the people that are on the road to Emmaus, he said, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory?" And then he goes on to say in verse 38, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your heart?" And then over here in verses 46 and 47 of Luke 24, he says, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." And so just like he had to suffer to fulfill all of prophecy,
yeah,
we have to endure and stand courageously in our time of trial as
That's
well.
Right.
You know?
Well, he said, when people said, "We want to follow you," he said, "Are you willing to pick up the cross, to bear this cross?"
Right.
You know, are you sure what you're saying when you want to get into? You want to be part of the, you know, cool kids club? You want to be part of the ones that's going to overthrow the Romans and we're going to lead Israel? But they didn't fully understand what was going on. It's, you know, there was a price to pay.
Well,
and there still is.
And people also don't tend to understand what Christ requires by standing for truth.
Right, exactly.
Christ was a warrior. Man, yeah. he was a fearless warrior who had humility, right? He had strength under control. He had lots of strength under control.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to follow in his ways, in his footsteps. And when we come across our challenge, our tribulations in life, it's, you know, we're supposed to take his stance and stand strong.
That's right.
And be unwavering to give or compromise or buckle to lawlessness.
Exactly. And he was strength restrained But when we see him again, he's going to be strength directed and unleashed.
That's right.
You know, he's still a warrior. He was a warrior then, just under self-restraint.
Right.
He chose that. And he's going to, boy, the stuff that they're doing to kids today, you know, he said it'd be better for you if you had a millstone put around your neck and you were thrown into the ocean, I'm paraphrasing, than if you, you know, harmed one of these little ones.
Yep.
And what they're doing is but targeting them is just, you know, unfathomable. Not to mention all the other corruption and theft and lying and deception and everything else that's going on in the world. But man, we should have it. Boy, too bad there's not another day in the week. We'd have Millstone Monday or
Millstone Monday. Well, the way the UN's going with this pushing of pedophilia garbage, gosh, we'd need another Monday just to be able to call it that. Millstone Monday.
Yeah.
Well, and so
monochromatic Millstone Monday.
There we go. Well, because we are not going to stand for that, that's for sure. And, you know, coming up after the break, we've got a little bit of information about people in Washington taking a stand, taking the stand. And they are taking the stand here against these unconstitutional violations against our Second Amendment that we're going to start reporting on and tracking closely, because I just love to see people standing up against this lawlessness and taking them to task and charging them with their criminal behavior.
Yep. And that's what's happening. Yeah. The lawsuits are unfolding.
That's right. So we'll cover more of that here after the break.
Yeah. I want to share something real quick before we go into the break, because we're talking about the absurdity of the left's, the World Economic Forum, the UN, this is the left, woke, the whole package, right? Well, Simon Roche from South Africa, they've been ahead of the game. We're catching up to what they've been dealing with for a decade. But he passes this on, the story from AFP. It's a news outlet. Rice is to blame for around 10% of global emissions of methane, a gas that over two decades traps about 80 times as much heat as carbon dioxide. Scientists say that if the world wants to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, rice cannot be ignored. So now we have to target the food supply, right? Not just the cattle.
Right.
But Simon brings this up. First, they came for the cow flatulence, and I did not speak out because I was not a cow. Then they came for the rice fields, and you get the picture. But he writes this, and this is what you and I have been saying, the absurdity of this. He writes, I truly believe they make this stuff deliberately ludicrous. If they can get you to entertain the patently absurd repeatedly against every last remnant of common sense that still resides within you, they'll have you believing 2 + 2 = 5 on command in no time.
Yep, that's right.
And we were saying, you know, it's almost like they're like hiding around the corner, snickering, you know, kind of giggling. Watch this.
A practical joke.
Right. Now we're going to introduce bugs. And right. Watch their reaction. Now we're going to, you know, have sexual books for kids. Now we're going to tell them that, you know, their food supply has to be destroyed because it's harming the earth. It's like, let's just see how much we can get away. Let's see how much absurdity we can sell the people.
Right.
And there they are. I mean, literally giving news releases, reports, Black Lives Matter, back global communists, saying 2 + 2 = 5 is a racist concept. You know, and we're at the point, it's almost like just to watch our reaction. And now we're just like, oh, that's stupid. And then we just go on about our lives. We're not even shocked by it anymore.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that something that, you know, it's we're like their Pavlov dog. You know what I mean? We're
totally our conditioning.
Our conditioned response is how preposterous of a thing can they throw out and then act on, and we will still do nothing.
Right.
Right. So it's a trained response of not responding.
Yes.
Right. That's scary. That is downright scary. And especially since they know that people can be trained that way.
Well, they're doing it.
They're doing it.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. Yeah, this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. And don't miss out on the rapture. Don't be left behind. You don't want to face what's coming. Learn how you can prepare, and you can go to JesusAppears.com to learn more. And we'll be back right after the other side of this short break with segment two. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back from the break, you Christian patriot extremist nationalists out there that we love so much. Segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level, because these are very precarious times. You can learn more about that at prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got several things here lined up.
Yes, everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. We love, especially on Wiffle Bat Wednesday, we love to hear that people are bringing the fight to the lawless.
Right.
And they are, oh my gosh, this is just a great thing. We've got a couple different organizations that are bringing charges to both Washington Governor Jay Inslee and Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
Good.
Because of this ridiculous weapons ban. They have passed. Well, it says here, first of all, the first group that is suing is the Silent Majority Foundation, and there's this great picture here of them standing in front of this printer. It says here, nothing smells like a freshly printed stack of paper to sue Bob Ferguson and Jay Inslee.
Fantastic. Smells like victory.
Fantastic, you guys, with Silent Majority Foundation. Go get them.
Absolutely.
And the other group that we know of right now that is also filing a lawsuit is the Firearms Policy Coalition, and it says here that FPC files lawsuit challenging Washington assault weapon ban minutes after it is signed into law.
Good.
And so, oh my gosh, sick 'em. I just cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I hope, I haven't read their charges yet, but I sure hope that it includes, one, violating their oaths of office, two, violating every Washingtonian's Second Amendment rights, and three, violating Article 4, Section 4.
Yep.
And so I hope those are all included, and we will be bringing you more updates as this progresses. And hopefully it will cost both of these criminals their jobs.
Exactly. Well, they have to be pushed back against. They are being pushed back against. There have been numerous victories for Second Amendment advocates, for American citizens under this fight for being able to defend yourself and be armed. Several victories in the courts have happened over several years. This thing, I mean, it's got, a snowball's chance in a wood-burning stove of surviving.
Right.
But still, they don't care. They're like, yeah, well, fine. You get to spend the money on the attorneys. You get to spend all the time. All of our attorneys are on the state payroll. So, meh, it's no skin off their back. This is why criminal charges have to be implemented
exactly.
Or gone after, because yep. Otherwise these guys do what they know is illegal and they shrug. Meh, Who cares?
That is,
if you can prove it in court, then we'll change the law. Yep, we'll drop it.
That's the most important point of all. We can't get rid of these people because they are in control of all of the election results.
Right.
They're criminals. They implement all of these election fraud results every single vote. And we cannot get rid of them unless we file criminal charges against them once they're in office and have them removed from their offices, because we will never be able to vote them out. We'll just put it that way. Not until we get this election fraud under control.
Yeah, it's definitely an uphill battle. But here's the thing. You just have to be resolute that you're not going to comply with this. Here's the other thing, too. This does not prevent you from owning them.
Right.
All it does is prevent new ones after the current stock that gun stores have now had sell out. Then they can't sell anymore after that. But here's the thing. All the Patriots, everybody who was ever going to own one of these anyway, already has one or two or five.
Right.
You know, not to mention the, you know, you can build your own, you know, from 80% lowers. And there are, you know, plenty of free states in the American Redoubt for people to drive to get, you know, what they need to defend themselves. This is not the time to disarm yourself or allow somebody else to disarm you. They're already talking about violence and hostility from Black Lives Matter and Antifa as soon as possibly this summer.
Right.
Them going, John Guandolo over at Understanding the Threat did a great expose on that. Not to mention, we're about ready to get invaded by foreign militaries.
Yep.
They think we're going to disarm ourselves? I don't think so.
Not on your life.
It's not happening.
Well, and the thing is this is clearly another global governance push that
right.
It comes from outside of our nation, because apparently California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Washington, D.C. have similar restrictions in place.
Communist Democrat ran hell holes.
Yeah, being directed by a foreign governance structure.
Right.
So unconstitutional, can't even believe it.
Yep, not going to happen.
Nope.
So, and here's the other thing, too. Speaking of wars and rumors of wars, Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and people try to play it down. Oh, there's going to be rumors of wars too. I'm like, okay, well, how do you know where you're going to be if
yeah.
you get the war or the rumor of war where you're right. living before he comes back?
That's right, because right now Ukraine has been at war for quite some time.
That's right. There's plenty of Christians there. So, you know, stock up food, be self-reliant, be ready to minister to others, be ready to defend life, liberty, and property.
Just
there
like
you go.
The word of the day.
That's right. All right, guys, you have a blessed day. Join in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.